Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Cam Fine is our guest. Camden Fine is the president and CEO, Independent Community Bankers of America, ICBA.org, an organization that I like telling you about because I like talking about community banks. Cam, thanks again for being here. I like talking about community banks, and one of my favorite stories is to tell people that if it weren't for the a community bank, I wouldn't be talking to you today. Because yeah. I tell people all the time, I like telling the story about the fact that they believed in me when I wasn't sure I believed in me. I'm not sure I would have loaned them me money when they loaned me money. But they believed in me and helped me. They helped me. I wasn't bankable, Cam. When I started my business, I wasn't bankable as a business owner, but they helped me become bankable.
That's what community banks do. I did that many a time in my home state of Missouri. When I lived in Missouri before I came to Washington to do this job, I had a community bank in a small town, and I know exactly what you mean, because there were times when small business men and women would come into the bank, and I could see that they were feeling low and weren't sure of themselves, and we would give them a hand, and their businesses would begin to thrive, and they would gain confidence.
Yep.
And that's what community banking is all about, is building communities in Main Street America.
Exactly right.
And creating jobs.
Yep.
Creating jobs.
And unlike Walmart, I get money and bring it back to the and deposit it in the local bank. I don't take money out of the local community.
That's exactly right. All those dollars go to work for the local community, supporting the schools and the municipality and the local government and your neighbors, and building new businesses and creating jobs for that local main
street. So if those things are irrefutable, there's no question about what Cam just said, folks. So if that's the case, why are community banks treated at the regulatory level the same as the big banks, Cam? Is that going to get fixed?
I think that is going to get fixed. One of the problems we've had over the last 8 years or so is this one-size-fits-all mentality by the government. And they've been passing regulations meant to apply to the Citicorps of the world and these internationally active banks, but they've been applying these rules to the very smallest banks in small towns like Ashland, Missouri, or Peoria, Illinois, or places like that, that make no sense at all. As an example, they have imposed capital regulations on community banks that were actually written to apply to internationally active banks, worldwide banks. And
right.
they make no sense for a small bank, say, in Ashland, Missouri. That's ridiculous, and it's all it's done is slow down growth, inhibit.
Well, it's taking your attention away from helping community banks. You've been having
absolutely
to fight for their lives instead of helping them grow and serve customers.
Absolutely, that's a community bank is of that community. It cannot prosper unless the community prospers, and so there's a synergy there. And they work together. The community and the local bank work together for the betterment of the citizens of that local area. And all the government has done, particularly over the last 8 years, but even stretching back a little further than that, is inhibit that local banker from serving small businesses and customers with their banking needs. And we need to get back to the way it was when a banker could use his or her local knowledge,
yep,
and skill.
Can we
to
get
make
to that
judgment
level? You're not worried that ship has sailed? Can we actually get back to that kind of those kinds of relationships?
Absolutely, there's
really
no question about it. And I'll tell you, we're off to a good start. Both the House and the Senate have introduced bills to bring back common sense banking. ICBA has introduced legislation called its Plan for Prosperity that would remove a lot of these barriers in capital, in mortgage making, right, and small business lending to help things get back to the way they were when bankers could serve their communities.
Wow. Boy, you talk about an economy that would leave the ground.
Oh,
it would leap off the ground if we could get to the point where bankers and their small business customers could just talk about how we grow.
Yeah, Jim, that's how we became the greatest economic power on earth.
That's right.
And we can get back to that. You know, the American spirit is still there. It's just been buried under regulations.
Well, what did you think about what Mr. Trump said when he told his agencies, for every new regulation you put in, you have to take away two? What do you think?
That was like music to our ears.
That was sweet, wasn't it?
Yes, that was very, very, very sweet. As I said, that was like music
to our
ears.
Can he do that? Would it happen, you think?
I think it sets a tone. I think it sets the tone that we're not going to have a regulation mill going here. It's not going to be like churning out sausage, churning out regulations. That the agencies are going to really have to think about the regulations they issue. And if this administration doesn't like them or if it's going the wrong direction, they're going to shut that down. So I think it took a tone. And it bodes very, very well for the next 4 years.
Well, you know, I don't think Donald Trump's ever going to be in danger of being canonized. I've never thought he was ever going to be a saint. But
no.
I'll tell you what, it's out here on Main Street, I think a lot of people like having a president who's made a payroll, who knows what it's like when the government gets in your grill, and who doesn't think that businesses are the enemy.
Absolutely. That's true.
ICBA.org. Ladies and gentlemen, when we come back, I'm going to get Cam's thoughts on the economy going forward. What's he seeing out there?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.